On this sacred day of Ash Wednesday, we begin our special journey through the season of Lent. Let us take a moment of prayer to prepare ourselves for that journey, for we have no luggage to pack for this trip. But we must be seriously aware of our destination before we begin, for this journey will lead us into new life. Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you for this night, this congregation, and this church. We gather here to begin this story again of your love and presence in this world through your Son, Jesus Christ. Speak to our hearts that we may hear this story with new ears, that we may see you with new eyes, and that we may love you even more deeply and more completely. Let us reach our new destination and know that we have come home. In Jesus' name, amen. Throughout this season of Lent, we will hear the familiar story of Jesus' adult life, death, and resurrection. We will go with him on his journey as much as we are able, for his story is one of profound devotion and dedication in the midst of great joy and terrible pain. And there is no way to sugarcoat the punishing death that he suffered on a cross. We know from the very beginning of this Lenten experience what will happen to Jesus. We first entered the Jesus story last Christmas with his birth in a manger, a harsh setting for an infant king, but perhaps an appropriate symbol for what was to come. A life with danger all around, a life unexpected and filled with pain. No clean hospital for our Christ baby. No easy childhood. No promise of a good job and a salary. He had a small cadre of close friends who tried to support him, but rarely understood him and his mission. He had crowds of people who marveled at his presence, but left him at the first sign of trouble. We will walk with him through his growing ministry and his fame, and then watch with horror his absolute downfall and abandonment. And at the end of our Lenten season, on that very fateful Friday, when we face Jesus' pain-filled death, when everyone turns against him except his mother and the disciple that he loved, we will face the reality of the end of his life, his death and burial in a tomb with a rock pulled in place to close the entrance to the tomb, alone, dead, and abandoned. And if we have taken this journey with him, if we have seen his wounds with our own eyes, if his story comes to life for us this year, we face the same choices of all who actually knew him and were with him when he died. And so will we abandon Jesus as almost everyone else did? Will we become part of that crowd of people who called out for his crucifixion? Or will we have the courage to stay with him through his death and into his breathtaking, unimaginable resurrection, that we might discover the possibilities of new life that wait for us in this 21st century world? Will we recognize who Jesus was and look for that same God's Spirit in our lives? Or will we retreat into our same old lives and miss the opportunity to discover that God is actually built into who we are? Will we be willing to die with Jesus in order to discover the miracle and mystery of our life and our resurrection? Or will we retreat into the same old familiar life, continuing on the way that we always have, and change our clothes, but not our lives? That's the decision that each of us faces in this Lenten season, 2014. Will Jesus' story make a difference in your life? Or will it simply be the retelling of a story that you already know? And if you are fully satisfied with life as it is today, if you see no changes on your horizon, if you truly believe you have no new lessons to learn, no new passions to experience, then this night will only be a pleasant experience, shortly forgotten, and the fire and the passion of the living God will simply leave your life until the next Lent comes around. The choice is ours. But if you want life to be different, if you are dissatisfied and unsure where to go, if you are desperate to know God but don't know how to find God, then this season of Lent will lead you through the darkness of not knowing and into the light of your new life. It is entirely your choice. Our scripture readings through Lent will help make these life-giving decisions in a way that no other season in the Christian calendar year offers. That's the uniqueness of the Lenten season. The Lenten season says to us, do you want to live? Do you really, really want to live? Then follow Jesus' path through death into resurrection. This will be our death to our old ways of living into a resurrected, brand new life with new spirit and renewed energy, a shedding of the old, and an immersion into a new life of spirit and love. You can have a brand new beginning into God's territory. You can pick up the pieces of your life and follow the man who will offer you a new destination greater than your wildest dreams. This night can be an open door of contrition and forgiveness for all of us to enter into a new life filled with God's presence. Hear our first reading for Ash Wednesday from Psalm 51 in this wonderful Message Bible that speaks to us in such contemporary language. Generous in love, God, give grace. Huge in mercy, God, wipe out my bad record. Scrub away my guilt, soak out my sins in your laundry. I know how bad I've been. My sins are staring me down. You are the one I've violated, and you've seen it all, seen the full extent of my evil. You have all the facts before you. Whatever you decide about me is fair. I've been out of step with you for a very long time. What you're after is truth from inside out. So enter me, God, and conceive a new, true life. Soak me in your laundry, and I'll come out clean. Scrub me, and I'll have a snow-white life. Tune me into foot-tapping songs. Set these once-broken bones to dancing. please, please give me a clean bill of health. Shape a Genesis week, a week of new beginnings from the chaos of my life. Don't throw me out with the trash. Bring me back from gray exile. Put a fresh wind in my sails. Give me a job teaching rebels your ways so they, the lost, like me, can find our way home. The God who doesn't punish us nor chastise us for our sins is like the father in the story of the prodigal son, waiting for our return and welcoming us back into relationship. We belong to God. We continually stray from that relationship, but we are always welcomed back with open arms. Our second reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, a short reading. Who prepares us by reminding us that we are not the center of the universe? Our doing good works is not the point. It's all about God. So when you help someone, don't think about how good it looks to others. Just do it quietly and unobtrusively, and the focus will shift from you to God. But it is our third reading from Joel that speaks to us tonight with simplicity and power. Come back to me, says God, and really mean it. Come fasting and weeping, sorry for your sins. Change your life, not just your clothes. And here's why. Because God is kind and merciful. Because God takes a deep breath and puts up with a lot. Extravagant in love and always ready to cancel catastrophe. So ends our scripture for Ash Wednesday. So how shall we begin this Lenten season, you and I? How do you change your life and not just your clothes? Changing our clothes is easy. Changing our lives takes us into God's territory, where God's way prevails and only God's way. And you shall have no other gods before me means that nothing in our life can be more important than God. And there is no mistaking that message, and there is only one interpretation of those words. And then comes the full meaning of God's words to us. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength, and your neighbor as yourself. And that's precisely how you change your life. You give it to God and you say, whatever you want, God, I'm your person. I will not let anything interfere with my following you. And that's exactly what Jesus did. And that is what is required of each of us who walk God's path. No alternative roads, no compromises, no bargaining for a different set of rules. Think about the truth of Jesus' life. It was so tough. It was filled with people who didn't understand who he was. It was the passion of a growing sense of God's presence in his life. And it was the pain of watching the world refuse his message and his life. It's not a story with a happy ending until the real ending, the resurrection, Jesus' resurrection, broke into the world and transformed it for all time. Changing our clothes is not enough to change the world. Changing our clothes doesn't change our vision. Changing our clothes satisfies us for a few moments, like an extra marvelous chocolate chip cookie that melts into our mouth and we smile in satisfaction, but it only adds calories and it doesn't change my life at all. Changing my life is the gift that Lent holds for us. But we have to begin this night with some critical questions. Do I really know who I am? Do I have any idea of the God potential that I carry? Do I want my life to be more of the same, or do I want, desperately want, something to be different? Am I in a situation that keeps me locked in and not growing? If I could, would I change my life? Used to be we were worried that if we followed God, we would have to head off into some missionary base. We know better today. But if you are aware of a sense of dissatisfaction with where you are, or if you know very well that you don't like your life very much, or you long for something different, then this Lenten season is your moment to begin a new journey into life with God. The first step is to acknowledge that we want to change. We're not where we want to be. We want to be released from the power of whatever wrongs we've committed, whatever hurt we've caused others. We want to be forgiven for the ways we've not loved God first above all others, or the ways that we have ignored the gifts that we've been given. The healing results of all 12-step programs are based on a forgiveness model. The miraculous effects of acknowledging our mistakes and being assured the promise of forgiveness. In our service tonight, we will first share a litany of penitence and receive the assurance of forgiveness. And then we will have the opportunity to receive the outward and visible sign of that experience in the ashes placed on our forehead or on our hands. These ashes speak openly to the world of our wish and our need for forgiveness and our willingness, our absolute willingness, to enter into a new life with God. They also symbolize our Christ connection, the one who had no shortcomings and who died in a state of absolute abandonment, lives in this present moment that we might find life in his death and resurrection. Our Ash Wednesday service allows us to stop for a few moments to consider what it might mean to enter into a relationship with God, an honest-to-God relationship between us. It releases us into a state of freedom from the past. It enables us to enter into the future that we have the assurance that we are now living as God's people in God's world. And we can release our anger. And we can release our bitterness. And we can release our frustrations and allow God's presence to bring us into new life. Our ashes tonight are a visible sign of our determination to become reconnected to God to be reconciled to each other and to live a different kind of life as we discover what life with God is all about. And because we gather tonight as one body of the church, and because we receive our ashes as the community of Christ, we take this Lenten journey together, joined in an act of contrition and forgiveness, in praise and thanks and overwhelming love and gratitude and humility. We say, Amen and Amen.